John Vandercook, the writer and radio commentator, said when he came to St. Thomas, there's nothing to do, meaning that you aren't dragged on tours to historic spots nor urged to go to social things. And he added, this is a place for people who are tired of cities or tired of themselves, people who have books to read or books to write, people who want rest and sunshine, and who will love the quiet of these star-hung magic nights. That's the way it is. Sounds good, doesn't it? Wonder what it's doing in New York City today. Of course, it'd be just my luck for New York City to be having fine, sunny, moderate weather. I don't wish you any bad luck, but if you were having a little blizzard, it would make it just that much more pleasant here. They say the native fishermen down here have no need of soundings because they can tell by the particular shade of blue or green of the water whether there's a clear channel ahead of a dangerous call head. And it certainly looks as if I could learn that sort of thing. The Virgin Islands have belonged to the United States since, I think, 1917, Governor. We bought them from Denmark for about $25 million, and they include, besides the three islands I've mentioned, which are the big ones, 50-odd islands with not very many people living on them. I guess some of them haven't anybody. I'm staying at Bluebeard's Castle, owned by some nice people named Brewer, Nina, and Leonard. Leonard's family have lived here for hundreds of years. And this castle still has the old stone tower named for the legendary pirate. Even if it isn't true, I like that story that old Bluebeard kept 13 wives in the tower and that his beard was so long he twisted it into small tails and tied them with ribbons and then tucked the ends over his ears. I'm going to believe it anyhow. Hotels down here are quite different from any you've ever seen anywhere else or that I've ever seen. There's an office and a dining room and a lounge in the main part of the hotel. And for the rest, there are little separate cottages dotted all over the grounds going up and down the hills. The one we're in has great white pillars and the Caribbean stretched out in front with little white sailboats and seagulls and little green dots of hilly islands that look as if a gigantic hand had just taken them and thrown them into the water. That's the daytime view. At night, the stars come out like silver candles, not far away at all, but close and friendly, as if they were waiting there for you to pick them down to guide you at bedtime. We had a great round full moon, too, like a stage set, with a backdrop of blue-black sky. And the days are all what Jan Strother called Wedgwood, blue sky trimmed with little breaths of white cloud. Excuse me, Vincent, I can't help it. It's the way you feel about this place. And there's a cocktail terrace here at Bluebeard where you look down into the valley at the town, all Danish red roofs and hints of the peacock blue and cobalt and pale blue, those colors that the houses have that send artists into ecstasies. And then you can see hints of the jalousies and the lacy iron grillwork on the balconies of the old houses that architects like so much. And the sun goes down on this terrace just for you in a blaze of rose and orange and gold. Too much beauty almost to bear, really, especially coming from New York. I fell in love with the winding mountain roads yesterday on this drive. They wind and twist, and they drive in the foreign style, even though this is our own country. You stay on the right. No, you stay on the left, I guess it's that. So I was glad that Ludwig was a wonderful driver. And it's like a picture book. It seems millions of miles away instead of just the little trifle it is. 10 to 12 hours from New York. You meet children coming home from school, and they have their books on their heads, some of them. And Ludwig told about one woman that he'd seen going to the post office. She had a letter that she was going to mail on her head, and I guess the wind was up a little, so she'd put a stone on top of the letter to hold it on her head. See, they carry, all sorts of things, bundles, any kind of bundle.